This is the Sun Devil Fast Break with ASU men's head basketball coach Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devil Fast Break is presented by Arizona Ford Dealers.
Thanks for calling in, Bobby. The head coach of Arizona State joins Doug and Wolf with Max Starks filling in for Ron Wolfley today every Tuesday to talk ASU hoops. Bobby, nice three-game winning streak, and then it's got to drive you crazy when it's just 1-1 almost every game after that. Is the inconsistency bugging you, or are you kind of looking and saying, wait a minute, this is real-life Division I college basketball. It's hard, you know. How do you see the last six games?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit unfair because, the Pac-12 has gotten labeled, so, you can't tolerate a loss, because you're in the Pac-12. But it happens, it's a tough league. Teams get better as the year goes on. And, we had a team, Colorado, that was playing very well. Tough loss. We didn't shoot it great in that game. And, that's been the common denominator when we haven't really performed at the level that we're capable of. And then 2 days later, we were, had one of our best offensive games of the season versus Utah. It was a game we needed. Rob Edwards was terrific. Zion Cheatham had a great second half, 22 points in the second half. Remy Martin was very good throughout. Lou Dort got us off to a great start, knocking down a couple of threes and playing real physical. So it was enjoyable. I feel great about where we are right now. And, we have a tough week ahead of us with Stanford coming in very hot right now, winning two in a row and five of the last six.
Feel free to bust me for this. I don't want to put the whole season on one kid, but I got to tell you, when Rob Edwards is hitting, I think you're a Sweet 16 team and who knows what. And when he's not, I think you're going to struggle to get to the tournament. And I know that's unfair to say that about one kid, but when you guys shoot well from the outside, it changes everything so much. Is that unfair to Rob, or do you think, you want that on Rob Edwards because he can be that good?
He's capable of doing it. I just, he struggled. He's had the back spasms. He's had to deal with that most of the year. He's missed a lot of time early in the season. And, he's on a specific stretching routine and treatment. And, he's given us what he has right now. And he's fought through a lot of stuff. And, I know that he wants to string together, some games where he's scoring it, but you're right. I mean, we need his scoring. I thought coming into the season that, he would most likely be our leading scorer, and he's shown glimpses of that. His performance was pretty special versus Utah, just, how he took over the game, with his perimeter shooting. It opens the floor up for Lou Dort and Remy, and then also, getting the ball inside to Zion and Romello.
Yeah, and Coach, I mean, looking at this game ahead for Stanford, obviously you take the loss up there in their place at the beginning of January. Is this a revenge type of mindset going into this one? Or what do you see being some of the difference makers, things that you need to do to make sure that you don't get another Pac-12 loss, against the Stanford team?
Well, we've had a great season overall, I feel, and we've had some magical moments at Wells Fargo and, with our Kansas game and Oregon and Arizona. So there have been some great moments, and this is our last two home games. So we want to, go out the right way and perform well in front of our crowd. And, I'm hopeful that everyone that's even thought about going to an Arizona State game just decides to go tomorrow night. Because, again, Stanford is playing as good as anybody in the league right now at the moment. And it seems like we've had that going on the last few games. Since Washington, Washington came into our game 12-0. Colorado was on a three-game winning streak. Utah had a three-game winning streak, and Stanford has a two-game winning streak. So the last four teams we played had won like 20 in a row. So, they're going to be ready to play. They got really good talent. They're playing the best they've played all season, and we need a crowd. We need energy in the building and life in the building, and hopefully the guys will respond and be ready to go.
And if for those of you that don't follow it too closely, if you're an NBA fan, go to the game Wednesday night, because there's three freshmen from some college back east, I can't remember the name of it, that everybody talks about as top four picks. And yet, Akpala's starting to creep in on some Duke room there. Tell me, what makes him special? What do you guys have to do to stop him?
Yeah, I mean, they're more than him. He's certainly a heck of a player. He's putting up great numbers. He's got great size. He's got great first step, as good a first step as anyone in the conference. Very good off the bounce, gets in the lane, very athletic. He's a vastly improved shooter from last year. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that has kind of like the NBA body, the NBA look. He moves like a, you know, that type of player. And so, you know, he's going to be a problem, and, you know, but it's more than just one player. They have a good Sharma is coming off a game, a 7-footer. He had 22 and 12 versus UCLA. And, you know, Stanford, when they haven't performed, they've struggled to score. Well, they had 104 versus UCLA in their last game. So, you know, we're finding them when they're playing, you know, at their peak. And you know, we played very well versus Utah, so it should be a very good game.
Coach Bobby Hurley joining Doug and Wolf. Max Stark, Super Bowl winning offensive lineman, filling in for Wolf today. I did see, Bobby, a crazy stat. I don't know if you take this as a compliment, because I think it shows your effort, the kids' effort, in which your team is 9th in field goal percentage in the conference, not good, 10th in free throws, not good, 7th in three-pointers, average, yet you guys lead the league in scoring. That seems impossible. Is that just your effort? Is that strong to overcome those stats?
Yeah, I think, you know, our numbers have improved, though, in conference play. I think we're shooting like 47 or 46-8 in league games, so that's helped. But, you know, we've always been a really strong rebounding team this year. We've been, you know, we're way different, Doug, as you know, from last year, where we could bomb shots and hit threes. And, you know, we're going more inside. You know, we're playing through, you know, Romello and Zylan in the post some. And then, you know, we do have the capability with Lou and Remy to attack from the perimeter and get to the basket. And, you know, when we make 10 threes like we did versus Utah and keep a defense spread out and honest, we're tough to handle because of the multiple ways that we can attack our opponent.
You did it, though. You did it against Utah. That was big time. And I believe the other game was UW, when these three-pointers are coming after post-entry passes. That it's inside and then back out. And you guys are tough to beat. With all due respect to UW, you're the best team in the conference when you're getting it inside. And then when there's no pass possessions, when somebody's just coming up and chucking up a quick three, that's got to drive you nuts. Am I right on you guys offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a coach that trusts my players and gives my players freedom to play, and they're not looking over their shoulder. And it's been, you know, trying to find that fine line of shot selection and game management and, you know, making good decisions. And, you know, when our guards are hitting the paint, they got to make the right play. And, you know, Lou Dort and Remy are getting so much better at decision making when they get in the lane. And, you know, Lou has had some really good passes in our last couple of games. Remy's had some, you know, he threw a bullet pass to Zylan under the basket in Utah, and Zylan dunked it. It was pretty special. So those guys are developing in that area. You know, Remy is leading the conference in assists, so he's making better decisions. And when we share the ball and we hit the paint, or like you said, we throw it inside out, you know, our percentages are way better shooting a three-point shot.
Yeah, you're right. Of course, you're right. You knew this. But the fact that it's not only just leading in assists, but assist-to-turnover ratio at the same time, he's really gotten better. Bobby, good to talk to you. And for those of you that don't know, last two home games of the year, Wednesday and Sunday. And Bobby said, hey, we need the house packed. Good luck this week, Bobby. Good to talk to you, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.